In a campaign ad, Greg Evers is standing in front of a blue tractor, brow furrowed, speaking directly to the camera.
I'm Greg Evers. Our values are different around here. If Washington were run by Panhandle values, our country would be in a better place.
His qualifications float across the screen below him. And the first one? Lifetime NRA member.
We have enough lawyers in Washington. Isn't it time we send a farmer with some common sense?
We can't trust the spineless politicians. We can't trust the lawless bureaucrats.
Conservative Matt Gaetz will fight to pass open carry, kill Muslim terrorists, and build the wall.
Gaetz and Evers are running against one another for the Republican nomination in Congressional District 1. They'll face another six competitors on the primary ballot. Both are former state lawmakers, Evers in the Senate, Gaetz in the House, and both have championed controversial gun measures. Evers backed campus carry while Gaetz backed open carry.
Well, thank you all for being here today, and thank you to all of our supporters.
And guns are a major political issue just next door in Congressional District 2. This is Mary Thomas, a Republican running to represent the 19-county district in Washington, D.C.
Today, I proudly accept the endorsement of the Gun Owners of America, and I pledge to the people of District 2 and to the people of our country that I will defend all of the Constitution, including our Second Amendment.
Range hot.
Steve Kraps is running for the same seat as Thomas, and he's a big proponent of gun rights as well. Thing is, he's a Democrat. I spoke to him at the Osceola shooting range just outside Lake City.
I was just opening the box of ammunition. I'm keeping my gun. My gun is perfectly, it's unloaded perfectly. I've checked it twice already. But it's also aimed downrange for safety.
The standard playbook often paints Democrats as anti-gun, but in the panhandle, that breaks down a bit.
The Second Amendment rights, I'm a strong believer in that, and I believe that you have the right to protect your family. If you are a legal, lawful citizen of the United States of America, you have the right to have the gun of your choice.
Kraps wants more and better background checks, with greater coordination between state and federal authorities. But he also wants to see universal reciprocity for concealed weapons licenses, so Florida license holders could carry concealed in places that don't currently allow it. Those policy proposals might not rack up endorsements from national gun rights organizations, but they're a far cry from the policies some gun owners fear.
I shoot mainly my .22s and everything because they're economical for just practicing, and they're called plinkering guns, just for plinkering, shooting cans, just like me and Granddaddy used to do. And I have my great-granddaddy's, one of my favorite ones is my great-granddaddy's .22 Remington, which was copied off of a Browning. It's about 100 years old.
Like Kraps, many candidates chalk up the area's affinity for firearms to things like culture, heritage. But there's also location and raw numbers. According to Pew Research, the South is more gun-friendly than many other regions. And District 1 and 2 are heavily white and rural, two demographic groups more likely to support gun rights. And for Steve Specht, a veteran and centrist Democrat running in Congressional District 1, there are practical considerations, too.
It is a mostly rural area. I grew up in Marianna, which is the second congressional district. We lived 17 miles from town. We lived on 40 acres, and we lived for four people on a teacher's salary. You know, being able to hunt and take down a deer, That's basically a week's pay worth of meat.
Specht, like Matt Gaetz and Greg Evers, is a lifetime NRA member, but he's not seeking the group's endorsement. He's disappointed about the NRA's opposition to gun safety research and believes tax incentives could promote ownership of modern gun safes to reduce suicide, accidental discharges, or theft. But most of all, he thinks the current gun debate leaves too many Americans out.
You've got the NRA and other groups on one side that have basically stonewalled even common sense legislation, and then on the far end of that, you've got people that want to completely ban guns and get them out of society entirely. And I don't think either side speaks for the vast majority of Americans in the middle.
Still, when Panhandle voters head to the polls in November, they are likely to favor a Republican. The Cook Political Report has District 1 down as solid Republican, and District 2 right behind it as likely Republican. And protecting the Second Amendment will play a big role in how those voters cast their ballot. But when it comes to firearms, voting Democrat or Republican seems to be a distinction without much difference. For WFSU News, I'm Nick Evans.